our story begins at Heidi's apartment. Heidi has just put Carl to sleep when the phone rings and she runs over to answer it.
Hello?
Heidi, Dirk Endicott.
Dirk who?
Oh, come on, you know who I am.
What do you want, Dirk? If you're calling to ask me out again, you can forget it.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Believe me, I'd be happy to never see you again. There's something to know, though. You're the only person who can answer a question for me.
What are you talking about?
Tell me, Heidi. Tell me if I'm the father of your new baby.
What?
Did you hear the question?
I have to go. Goodbye.
In Blake's suite at the Algonquin, Blake and Matt are lying in bed after making love.
Blake, is this real? I mean, I'm not dreaming that you're here with me. We just made love.
It doesn't get any more real than this, Matt. I think I've known deep down since high school that you and I were meant to be together. It just took a lot of years to come to terms with that.
It's a new year, and it's the perfect time for a fresh start. We can wipe the slate clean in 2006.
Yes, but we do have some wonderful memories that neither one of us will ever forget.
That's true.
Do you remember that time when we had that huge food fight in our dorm right before Christmas break? We got in so much trouble.
Food fight?
Oh, come on, you can't forget that. It was probably one of the most memorable days of high school.
Yeah, I remember. Wow, haven't thought about that in ages.
And Brian Mabry, the guy that started it all?
Yeah. You know what, Blake? I'm going to make us some hot chocolate. Oh, I've been wanting some ever since we talked about it last night.
That sounds nice.
I'll be back.
You have a better memory than me, Matt, since there never was a food fight or a guy named Brian Mabry.
At Heidi's apartment, Zoe has just arrived to see a frantic Heidi.
Heidi, you sounded all shook up on the phone. What's going on with you?
Zoe, there's something I need to talk to someone about. And you're the first person that I thought about. You're probably the best friend I have other than Clint.
And you can't talk to him about whatever this is?
Oh, God, no. Zoe, Clint or anyone else can never find out about what I'm about to tell you. Will you swear to me that you won't tell a soul?
Of course. What is it?
I'm not sure how to say this, so I'll just come out with it. Clint is not Carl's father.
Come again?
Clint isn't the baby's father.
Oh my. And he doesn't know about this?
No, and he can never know the truth. He loves Carl and is going to be a good father for him.
You told Clint he was the father when you knew he wasn't? Why would you do something like that?
Because Carl's biological father is a louse, and I want nothing to do with him. And I don't want Carl to grow up to be anything like him. Clint is a really good person, and he comes from a good family who all love Carl. I want Carl to have the family life that I never had.
Hold on a minute. Before you continue, I have to ask the obvious question. If Clint isn't Carl's father, then who is exactly?
His name is Dirk Endicott. We did it a few times and had sex one time. He was a player who was only looking to score. I can't believe I ever went out with him.
I never expected to hear any of this. But why are you telling me this now?
I got a call from Dirk asking me if he was the baby's father. I have no idea why he would think that. Zoe, I need to make sure he keeps quiet. He's Clint's high school English teacher.
Oh, no. You really are in a mess, aren't you?
At Hannah's apartment, Dirk has just arrived and is talking with Hannah.
Dirk, thank you so much for volunteering to help me move. When is that best friend of yours going to show his face?
You know, Charlie. He'll be here when it's convenient for him.
Well, it was nice of you to spend one of your days off on me. This new apartment isn't much, but I needed a fresh start.
I understand. And I like it. It's in a good area. I'm actually only a few blocks from here.
Hey, then we're practically neighbors.
Yeah. Look, Hannah, before Charlie gets here, there's something I want to talk to you about.
What is it? Is there a problem?
I don't know. And I'm not sure I should even mention this to you, but I know you and your sister have had some thoughts about this, too.
My sister? Dirk, what on earth are you talking about?
Hannah, I think there's a chance I'm the father of Heidi Bradford's baby.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.